Good morning and welcome to Radio Rehab. Your host this morning will be Miss Lisa Seif, who's the director of the Warren County Court Substance Abuse Program. Like all our talk programs, we encourage you to call in to 424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867. This is a brand new program that we hope you'll definitely enjoy. And now, Radio Rehab with Lisa Seif.
Good morning, Tri-State. This is Kathy B. Lisa's out today, and I am your host. We're going to have an interesting show this morning. I have a young man here that is, as a matter of fact, he is my son. His name is Micus, and we're going to do a show today on how the disease affects the family. Good morning, Micus, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Okay. As you well know, the Tri-State, I am in recovery, and I have the disease, and I just wanted to know this morning how it affected my family. So I'm going to ask Micus, some, I want to have a little discussion here about different aspects of, you know, how he felt, and I'd like to hear his opinion on it. So, Micus, let me ask you this. You were around me when I was in active addiction, and I never really understood your side on it, you know. So how did it affect you, or how do you feel? What were your value opinions, or how did you feel when that it affected the family?
The way it affected the family, it's quite simple. As the absence that you took from the family was the less time we get to spend with you. And as a family person, it is something important to have your mother in your life. And with her struggling for drug addictions, it takes some of that mother and son time that is very valuable. And especially if someone doesn't have a father figure, that's the next best thing that you have. And with the drug addiction coming in the life and then coming out, there's a lot of pieces that I missed in my life that really could have helped me to advance and mature as a young male a lot faster without a father figure.
So did you have any feelings of desertion that you were deserted, did you have feelings of anger, resentments, and, you know, et cetera?
Definitely, I felt like I was a boy. I felt like a little puppy. Well, when you first get it, it's cute. You love and adore it. But after you get tired of it, it just feels like you just leave it alone. You don't show much attention. And I felt that as a young child, you have to have a lot of attention, and especially from your parents. And with the absence, I felt like I was neglected. I felt like I was deserted, and I had a lot of anger, and it bottled inside of me. And the worst thing you can do is bottle your emotions. And bottling my emotions, I would let it all out at one time on the wrong person through the frustrations and everything that went on.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you have, do you know of anyone, friends that you have that might be going through or have been through a similar situation, and maybe you can help elaborate on how that affected their life at the time or their feelings, and you know, do you have anyone that you know of that?
Absolutely. I actually have maybe two, three friends that are either going through it or that went through it, and they knew what my situation was. And when they didn't have anyone to turn to, they came to me. And the most important thing that I told them is that you have to believe, you have to hope, you have to pray, you have to generally push that person to have them to come back. Whether they relapse, you don't give up. If you give up, they've already given up. There's no hope. So some of the questions they would ask me was, well, what do I do when I don't have anyone here? What happens when stuff is missing? What happens when I don't have any food on the table? What happens when I don't have enough clothes to put on my back? I rely on my parents or my mother or my father to wash my clothes because I don't properly know how to do these things. What happens when I go to school with the same dirty clothes I had on last week? Like, what do I do? It's just, well, the thing about it is the more you want it, you have to push your people, whomever it is, if it's your brother, your mother, your cousin, whoever it is, whoever have that drug addiction, you have to stay on them as a constant thing. Because if they have the thought process that you are believing in them, that little courage right there will push them to go through rehab and do what they're supposed to do.
So you're saying basically that the person that's going through this, and that, do you feel that you were able to help this person with what you've experienced?
I summarize it with this: anyone can be helped. It starts with hope. Then it starts with ambition. Then it starts with the time and effort. And like I said, if you have someone believe in you, that little bit right there can turn someone's life around. And with you gradually pushing them and telling them, get your stuff straight, get going, life's too short, just you need to slow down. If you're going to act, if you're going to be your age, act your age. You just, there's so many things that goes on in this world that could be happening positive in your life, and drugs isn't one of them. And if you keep pounding that in their head and keep telling them that, eventually they're going to get the motivation, like, okay, I need to do this. I need to do it. I got myself in this. I need to get myself out. And they don't even have to do it alone. With the help that you're giving and with them doing what they do, trying to make themselves better, it'll make a bunch of difference.
So do you believe that with that type of situation that a person can change?
Anyone can change. Anybody can change. It's not always necessarily up to them, because everyone needs help. Everyone. In a drug addiction atmosphere, you can't do it alone. And with the encouragement from a young one, from a family member, anyone can change. It's all it takes is motivation and help.
There are programs out here today to help with the community. There's anything from Al-Anon, AA, NA. There's all types of programs out here that can help put perspective back into a family structure. Do you agree?
I strongly agree. Those programs actually that are going on are very helpful. I've sat through a few of those and just took a look to see, you know, what that program had to offer to the drug addicts or the alcoholics. And I wasn't in there for my own being, but I was seeing what those programs had to give off, just in case if I had someone come up to me and say, hey, what do I need to do to get some help around here? And I could be like, okay, well, there's a lot of drug and rehabs that are going on in all these places, and I've sat in and I've viewed what they can do and how they make people feel and how much help you can get. And then I can provide that information to the next person, which the next person, and it can be a never-ending chain of people telling one another, oh, well, this program is better than this program, or this program will you know, break it down for you and put you in the right place at the right time.
So that shows that this can be done. But hey, listen, there's if anyone would like to call into the radio station here, you know, the number is 424-1400. If you have any questions or would like to make comments, please do so. Mike is with, let me ask you this. You have been affected by this disease of drugs and alcoholism. You have friends that are going through the same thing you've been through. You have family that is also affected by the disease, whether they believe it or not. Now, I want to elaborate a little bit on maybe your when you were younger versus when you've grown into adulthood now. And throughout all these years, how do you feel that, I know you've said something about being affected by the disease, but how did it affect your lifestyle, dealing with your schooling and your feelings and, things like that?
It starts with focusing. As a young child, knowing your parent is going through that type of situation, it really says a lot, because that's your role model.
Were you aware of that? That your parent, your mother had this problem?
I knew, but I didn't know everything. As a young child, you tend to pick up on things. You're aware of a lot of things, but you're not entirely for sure if you're right about them. And knowing, what I knew about it, I knew it was the wrong thing to do. And with your male or female figure, your role model, the person you're supposed to look up to, when you know when they're doing things like that, as a kid, you grow up, you think, okay, well, if my mom or my dad does it, then so can I. And that just sets right there that negative tone that could have been changed into a positive tone right there. You go to school, you start your day, you see all these parents dropping off their kids, loving and hugging and kissing and all that, and you're missing out on all that. And then you're missing out on your parents coming to get you from school, or coming to bring you lunch, or coming to surprise you through your lunch period and coming and spending time with you. That's the stuff that really sits in and just angers you.
Okay. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back with you shortly.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Big Tigger, and every week I count down the top 20 joints, your favorite songs, and this week will be no different, so join me. I not only have that, but I have some hot new joints you may or may not have heard. It goes down every weekend right here live in the Den on your number one station.
Hey, you. Yeah, you're listening to the radio. It's me again. Have you got that HIV test yet? As I mentioned before, if you have put yourself at risk by having unprotected sex with more than one person or used IV drugs, guess what? You've put yourself at risk for HIV. Make that appointment today by calling the Vandenberg County Health Department at 435-5683 or stop by 420 East Mulberry. It's that easy. Remember, everything is confidential. No one has to know you've gotten the test unless you tell them, so do it. What do you have to lose except maybe your life or your partner's life? When in doubt, get checked out.
You're listening to Radio Rehab, the most informative substance abuse program on the airways. Your host is Lisa Seif, who's the director of the Ward County Court Substance Abuse Program. You can pick up the phone right now and give Lisa a call at 812-424-1400, or if you're outside of Evansville, it's 1-888-846-7867. Radio Rehab. And now, here's Lisa Seif.
Welcome back to Radio Rehab here, and it seems like we have a caller. Is there a caller there?
Yes. I'd like to compliment both of you for making your lives an open book for this community on this morning, and it certainly takes a very courageous step in order to do that for anyone, and both mother and son today. So thank you for the sharing the information, no doubt, with the community. And again, allowing yourselves to personalize this so very much, whereby others may look at what's wrong with their lives and take action in rectifying the situations of drug abuse that may be affecting them.
Well, thank you, because I appreciate that. Due to, there's also a positive aspect behind it, and that is the healing from this process.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay, you all have a good day and continue the conversation, whereby you can share what works and what doesn't.
And thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Is there another caller there? Okay. Hey, I appreciate that comment, and it does let the public know that disease of the disease itself is a hard thing to deal with, both emotionally and physically. Now, I want to ask Micah, from your own experience, what changes do you see in family members who believe that they don't have a problem? You know, like if they don't believe they have a problem and they continue to consistently drink or drug, and the one who knows that they have a problem and they do something about it.
There's a very, very big difference between someone who knows they need help and someone who thinks they need help or doesn't know they need help that should be getting help. The person that knows they need to get help goes out and does what they're supposed to do to handle their business, to make themselves better. The people that go on that don't know, that doesn't know that they need help are the ones that really need to take a look at what they got. If you consecutively drink multiple nights, and it doesn't even necessarily have to be a good altercation. I mean, it's okay to do it a few times, but if you're doing it on a consistent base, the same drinks, the same results, day in, day out, on a Sunday, on a Monday, you looking all the way through Saturday, that is a problem.
That is due to, I mean, basically, you don't have a life that way, and you believe that, you know, this is fun or this is the way it should be, but in reality, it's really a sad situation. True?
It's very true, and it's so much as if you surround the alcohol or drugs around yourself, your life will not be great. And it's not so much of great. Your life will not work and function the right way when you have your life that circles around alcohol or drugs.
Okay. Is there a caller there?
Yes.
Okay. Hi.
Hello. Hi. This is Etta B calling, and I have a question for the young man, Micah.
Sir.
The question I wanted to ask him was that, you know, the fact that he saw his mother going through addiction and everything, the way that she was, and taking a look at you today, how does he feel about, you know, the situation, the family situation? How does he feel about you as a son?
How do I feel about her right now or before?
Yes, how do you feel about her now, today?
Right now, I'm going to be honest, that is probably my main concern right now, because I feel that anything in this world is possible. There's anything you can do in this world, you can do it. And I watched her as just struggle as a drug addict and just struggle so much. And it's, if you can go through that much work, turn your life around and put all that hard work and effort day in and day out and settle for nothing less, anything is possible. Anything in this world you can do as long as you put your mind to it. And that is what she did today. So that is my main give. That's my main goal. That's my main prospect. That is something and somebody I look up to.
That is so wonderful. I know that. I know her on a personal basis. She's a very close friend of mine. I've never ever met you, you know, yourself, your young man. But I would really like to meet you, because you sound like that you're a very young man, and, you know, you had confidence and faith and trust that, you know, that everything was going to work out for her, and you stuck by her side, you know, and that's what we need to do here in the family situation. You know, when you have a family member or a loved one that's out there with a drug addiction or, you know, being an alcoholic, you know, you have to stick by their side. You can't give up on them. So I'm really proud of you, and you keep doing what you're doing and sticking by your mother.
Thank you, and thank you for the call.
Thank you, caller.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
You too.
That was really a good question, and it was a good answer. You know, Micah had been through a lot, and for him to share, I'm really grateful for him to come on the show here and share his experience and his, you know, his strength, and to give the public hope. Is there another caller there? Okay. Hey, listen, Micah, do you believe that alcoholism tears the family apart?
Alcohol definitely tears the family.
In what
apart.
Way?
In what way? It can go so many ways, from someone getting drunk and violently is showing their emotion, then it can also be a neglectful emotion. Whether either way it goes, it still can tear the family apart, as in an alcoholic getting drunk, coming to a family gathering, and causing complete mayhem.
Are you speaking from experience?
I wouldn't say so much of experience, but I've seen it. I've seen it through a little bit of the family, but more importantly, other people's family. It's the neglectful, and it's straight up emotional abuse.
And how does it tear the family apart? In what ways?
You can't have a family gathering together when you got someone that is way above the limit, and then you have someone that is struggling, constantly drinking. If you want to have a full-blown conversation with someone and they are drinking bottle after bottle after bottle, you're not getting the real them. And you have, if there's anybody in the family you can be real with, it's the family. It's the family. And with you as a child trying to ask questions for your mother, if it's or father, if it's homework, if it's a personal question, and if you're asking them all these questions and they're intoxicated, you're not getting the true them.
Okay. Is there a caller there? Okay. That really elaborates on, you know, I too have had family members that, you know, where I felt that alcoholism had, you know, torn the family apart, and there was a lot of growing up there, you know, realizing that, not understanding, and I say that, understanding the family of alcoholics, you know, understanding what the disease of alcoholism, and now today it's a big thing with drug addiction, what does it mean in reference to family members that, you know, are constantly in chaos, you know, and it still happens today, you know. So here's what I'd like to know. What do you suggest one should do for a loved one who is addicted to drugs and alcohol? What would you suggest, you know, for things we've discussed, someone that's going through that?
Show hope. Don't give up. Give them the feeling that they should have. Just because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do, someone else has my, like, hope. Someone has my ambition. Someone is believing in me somewhere out there. And if you give that feeling to that drug addict or that alcoholic, and they know for a fact that you are behind them no matter what, and you push them, you tell them, even if you got to go out there and embarrass them and say, hey, you look horrible right now. You need to go in the house. You need to get your stuff straight. Come on, we're going. I will drive you to rehab, or I will take you to this AA class, or I'll take you to this alcoholic class, or I'll take you to this rehab place. You have to push them. The more you push, the more they're going to react. And the greatest feeling in the world is to have someone knowing that they believe in you.
So you're saying it's got to be about support.
It's moral support, 110%. If you don't give 110%, they're not going to feel 110%. Whether they are there, as in, you know, they're varying with you and saying, oh, I'm going to go to class, or whether they're saying, no, that's not for me, that's for clowns. No, you tell them. You force it, pound it in their head. You're going, and I'm taking you. If I got to take you on a bus, if I got to take you on my neighbor's mountain bike, or if I'm going to take you in a brand new Lamborghini, I'm going to take you there no matter what. If I got to drag you, if I got to call three people to come out here and drag you, if we got to put you in a straitjacket, if I got to personally carry you by your hair and walk you down the Lloyd Expressway, I am taking you no matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it.
So, you know what, though? That sounds like love, true love, you know. And you have to love a person wholeheartedly in order to want them to get help, or in order to support them with getting help. And that's where it starts, with the family. You know, you have to display some patience, you have to pray and do all these things that, you know, that helps that person.
If there's any listeners that are struggling right now, I'm going to say one thing real quick that I can get off my chest. You can't go into all these drug places and drink with people. You can't find love there. Those people do not love you. They don't care about you. They might care about you because you're either buying their supply or you're helping them drink a supply. Those are not your friends. Your friends and your family is the most important people in your life. They are the ones that are going to push you, pull you, or grab whatever it takes to get you fixed or get you through rehab. Just get it through your head that that is not the true life. Go. Just cut it out. That ain't true. If you're going to be your age, act your age. Don't act like you're 16, 17. You guys are smarter than that. Get help. Find loved ones. Find the ones that actually care about you, and just give them a chance.
Okay. You know, the only places that really you can get that help with, you know, when it comes to the disease itself, you know, or being addicted to drugs and alcohol, there is help out here. And where you can find that help is in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous or Cocaine Anonymous. You know, there's a lot of help out here. And there are treatment facilities available, you know. So we also have halfway recovery houses. And there are people that actually really care enough to, you know, if you reach out, and there's also Al-Anon for the families of, you know, of people that are struggling with this addiction or disease, you know. So anytime, you know, if you don't know where to get help, look in the phone book, you know, and there's an AA hotline there, and they can guide you to these places where this help is out here. But the main thing is you got to want it. So I want to thank Micus for being on the show today. This has been a really great show here. And you know, I want to say that I'm grateful to have, I'm so proud to have him for a son, you know, and I love him very much. And I know he loves me today because he shows it. So
I have one more thing to say.
Go ahead.
I want to thank you for having me here on the radio station. And listeners, I want to thank you for tuning in to listen to what we have to say. I want to say one more thing to anyone out there. Life is too short. You need to take life for granted. You need to do the right thing and be about somebody and do something. Change your life. Don't be this average person that's a drug or alcoholic user. Change your lifestyle. It's not going to get better what you're doing right now. It's going to only get better when you make it better.
Thank you, Micus, for that. And there's a lot of people, I'm sure there's some people whose lives you touched today. And, well, that's about it. We've come to the end of the hour. And until the next time, just keep doing the next right thing.